this episode, I talked to Dmitry Troshin, who's known on Instagram as @MrTroshin. Dmitry specializes in black and gray work, ranging from small, detailed one-off pieces to large-scale projects like full leg and arm sleeves. He works in Orange County, California, at a studio called The Vatican, owned by Bishop Rotary. After recording this episode, I actually did a guest spot at The Vatican where I got to meet Dmitry in person, along with all the other incredible tattoo artists that work there. Seeing his work in person was a game changer for me, and it really pushed me to want to be a better tattooer. He's really doing some of the best work out there, and it was so inspiring to just sit down and talk to him. My name is Jake Berry, and this is The Fine Line. So how did you get started tattooing?
I never liked tattoos. They were always something like old school for me. But one day I saw some really cool tattoos from Jun Cha, Jose Lopez, Carlos Torres, all those guys. And as someone who always liked drawing with pencil, that style looked for me like something I could be interested in. So I started learning more about it by myself and just collecting all the information I could find on the internet. And one day I just said, why not? And I just traded all my stuff, because back then I had like a clothing store. So I just traded all my stuff for some tattoo equipment and started some like practicing on silicone skin and stuff like that.
Wow. How long ago was that?
It was almost 9 years ago.
So you were self-taught. You didn't do any apprenticeship or anything?
Nope.
And do you feel like that took longer for you than someone like today who can just Google things and YouTube things and maybe go to seminars?
Well, back then, we didn't have so many information as it is right now. So it was a little bit more difficult because nowadays, like, there is a lot of tattoo artists who share their knowledge on YouTube, who make seminars, classes, and stuff like that. And back then, I had to literally just look for artists in my city who could like tell me something or explain me something. I mean, there were some videos on the internet, and I found that Franco Viscovi portrait mastery video, which like helped me a lot, but when you are so new to all this stuff and you just watch the video, it looks very easy. It just, you feel like you can just take a machine and do the same and you'll be like same good as those guys who made the video. So it's not.
No, it's never as easy as it looks. So you started watching these guys. At what point did you develop your own style?
Like I said, I always liked pencil drawing, so I was kind of like a black and gray guy before I started tattooing already. So it was an easy choice. I never liked like any color tattoos, so I knew what I'm going to do.
So you kind of started off that way then?
Yeah. I think if you just want to start tattooing and you don't know exactly what you want to do, it might be beneficial for you to learn different styles and then see what's more comfortable for you. But if you already know what you want to do, why are you spending time on learning how to do like color realism or old school if you just want to do like black and gray? So it depends on your interests, I think.
Right. And you work at the Vatican in Orange County, California, which is owned by Bishop. Is that correct?
Yep. It's Franco Viscovi.
Right, and Franco is a great artist as well. What's that like working in a studio like that where the expectations for the artists are probably much higher? I mean, it's a well-known shop, well-known brand.
Well, yeah, I think it's a well-known shop with a really good reputation, and we have great artists who, I mean, I'm pretty proud to be there.
Do you know how many artists work in the studio?
It's usually around 7 or 8 artists who are tattooing like full time. We have some guests as well. We have a couple of piercing guys. In the same building, we have Bishop Rotary, Inkies, Nocturnal. They make machines there. So it's a huge community here.
I actually got to visit the Vatican last year. I got a quick tour, and the studio is beautiful and it's massive. It just doesn't seem to end and has such a great vibe in there. Is that something that inspires you as you're going to work every day?
I mean, it's always cool to work in a nicer place and see that your clients are happy to come there and see all those like cool interiors and feel the vibe. So yeah, I think it's motivating.
Yeah. And do you use Bishop for all your tattoos then?
Oh yeah, I started using Bishop rotary machines way before I moved here and way before I was like started being sponsored by Bishop. I think like 2013 or 14 I started using them. And yeah, nowadays it's just, since I'm here, I can test all the new products, test all the prototypes, all the machines, needles, glides, all that new stuff, and kind of like influence it before it comes to the market, which is cool too.
That's very cool. And are you using the wands that they have now?
Yeah, I'm only using the wand since it was available.
And they have, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a packer, a shader, and a liner. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are you using all three of those for your tattoos?
I would say 95% of time I'm using the packer, which is a 4.2 stroke. And it's like in the middle between shader and liner. And rarely, but sometimes I need to use the liner because it's the most powerful machine. It's the hardest like kicking machine. And for regular skin, for regular projects and for the stuff I do, it's not necessary to use it, but sometimes on like a thicker skin or like back pieces or just darker areas, it's easier to work with the liner.
Sure. And are you using their cartridges as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw actually on your Instagram, it said 3RL only.
Mm-hmm.
So are you using a 3-round liner for the whole project?
Yeah, I would say 99% of my tattoos for the last 5-6 years at least were done with only 3-round liner.
You do a lot of large projects as well. You do a lot of full sleeves, big back pieces. But then every once in a while you post a piece that's very small. Do you enjoy doing those ones or do you prefer to focus on the larger pieces?
I think I enjoy both because I would say 9 out of 10 of my clients come to me for full sleeves and they're ready for like this amount of sessions and this amount of work. But sometimes people just want something small and something that would look finished like in one session. And sometimes it's cool. I mean, as long as it's a good idea and as long as I can see that it could be done as a good tattoo, why not? I mean, cool reference, cool idea, cool people. So yeah, sometimes it's very nice to do something small, something I could finish in one session and put all my time and effort into like a smaller piece.
And do you find yourself tattooing the same people a lot? Do you get a lot of return clients that way?
Well, because I'm doing mostly sleeves, yeah. I mean, pretty much every client coming to me is going to be there for at least like 10 sessions. So yeah, it takes time to build a sleeve and I see my clients pretty often. Same people.
That's cool. So you get to build a relationship with them.
Yeah, kind of. Some of my clients become my friends and we hang out sometimes.
You just mentioned sometimes a project you're working on could take up to 10 sessions. Would that be like a big back piece or a sleeve? What would a sleeve usually take? For how many sessions?
Yeah, so nowadays my sleeves usually take at least 10 sessions, sometimes even more, sometimes even like 12 or 15 if they're super detailed or I just work slower than I could. And yeah, same for the back pieces, it's at least 10 sessions. Leg sleeves are even bigger and take longer, so it could be like 15, even like 20 sessions for a leg sleeve. But again, I'm using like a tiny needle, so I cannot really go faster than the needle allows me. And I used to work faster, but seeing my heel tattoos, I noticed that sometimes I'm not so happy how it looks like. So I started like slowing down gradually. And now I would say 30 to 40% slower than I used to be like 5 years ago, but I feel like it's very good for the quality of my tattoos. Sometimes I get questions from artists and they send me their works and asking me like what I would recommend them to change or do differently. And pretty much always is the same answer, like, you need patience, man. You just do everything too quick and you are not happy with your works because it's done too quick. So you just need to slow down, put a little bit more time and work and planning, and you're going to get much better.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's pretty incredible to think of, say, if a lot of artists would sit down to do, you know, a masterpiece drawing or painting, it could take them months to finish it. But they're also expected to finish a masterpiece tattoo in 7 hours, 8 hours. It just isn't this, you know, it almost should be treated the same. If you really want it to be really good, it's worth taking your time.
Well, it also depends on the style the tattoo is made in. Because, I mean, some people can finish a full sleeve in like 2-3 days, and it's cool as long as their clients are happy and as long as the quality is good enough. But all the styles are different, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the slowest in the world, and there are people slower than me. But at the end, if a person is going to live with this tattoo for like many, many years, I don't think it's so important like if he spends a little bit more money and time, but he's going to be much happier with the result.
Yeah, absolutely. And certain clients are okay with that as well. Some people, you know, they don't mind going to someone who might be cheaper and faster.
Oh, yeah,
so
why not?
I guess it just depends on the person and if it's worth it for someone to say, no, I'll spend a little bit extra and get what I really want to get done, you know what I mean? And I don't mind how long it takes or whatever we have to do. And those are the people you want to be working with anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how would you prepare for a large project if you know you're going into a big back piece or a leg sleeve or something like that?
Again, it depends on the project, because if a client has like a really good idea of what he wants, or at least the like destination of this project, we can discuss everything, collect like as many pictures as we can, start planning the sleeve, and just start working like from bottom up to the top. Sometimes I plan the whole sleeve ahead and just map all the pieces on the skin and then let it heal and come back and start like finishing piece by piece. Sometimes I just start with like smaller objects and then like connect them all together. So it really depends on the idea and on how much is the client ready for the whole thing. How much does he know what he wants and stuff like that.
Yeah. Are there any parts of the body that you don't like to work on?
Because of my technique and because of the needles I'm using, some areas on the body are much harder to work on. For example, for me, it's much more difficult to work on the neck, on the ribs. Yeah, I would say mostly these areas, because the skin on the ribs is very stretchy, and it's harder to keep a client in the same like position comfortably to work on him. And on the neck, it's just like completely different skin. It's much slower, much less comfortable. But sometimes I do that. But if I don't feel like this project is gonna come out great on this area, I'd rather say no to this idea or to this client.
Yeah. So I've seen you do a lot of seminars where you would teach people how to tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still doing those?
I am. Well, I skipped last year for obvious reasons, but this year I really hope it's going to happen again, and I'm aiming for September, like first half of September, right before Golden State Tattoo Expo here in California. So I think we're finishing some details right now, and I'm going to announce it soon, so we'll be able to start booking people. And I really hope this crisis will still allow us to come together and do that, because it's always like a lot of fun to do that and teach people and see them like learning something new and get a little bit happier because of it.
Are those seminars mainly catered to people who have experienced tattooing already, or is it mainly focused on beginners?
I would say a little bit more experienced artists will benefit more from my seminar, just because I'm not explaining how to like use the tattoo machine or how to put the needle in it or how to feel the skin or things like that. So yeah, we require everybody to have at least some experience in tattooing to understand what I'm talking about. And yeah, because otherwise it's still beneficial for like completely newbies, but not as much as for like more experienced tattoo artists.
Sure. They might have more questions along the way, or maybe not be so sure about what you're talking about in some areas.
Yeah, because they already know their weaknesses and some things they don't know how to do or don't understand completely. So it's much easier for them to ask right questions.
And you also do these videos called The Boring Tattooer, which I think is a great name. I think it's very educational as well. And it's really cool to see artists like yourself put videos like that out there, because
Thank you.
A lot of the things you're sharing are actually things that I think people skip over in other tutorials or videos. Things like sanitation and being hygienic, you know, how to set prices and, you know, things like that, that I think pretty much every artist needs to know about and probably needs a little guidance on, especially if they're, you know, kind of new into this world. So I think it's been really great what you're doing. Do you plan on doing more of those videos?
Thanks. Yeah, I'm definitely doing more. It takes a lot of time because I do everything by myself. I shoot myself. I write the scripts myself. I mean, I have some help from my friends helping me to translate it to English, because my English is far from perfect. But I do like two versions of each video, one in Russian, one in English. So, and I edit everything myself, which takes me like a lot of time. And sometimes it takes me weeks to just create one like 2 minute long video. So yeah, that's why I haven't released anything new since I think August or September. But I already have like a few more videos almost done. I just need to finish editing them and they're going to be out there. I'm also doing more like complete lessons that are going to be available on my website to purchase, some like step-by-step instructions, because boring tattooing videos are like 5, 7, 10 minutes long, and those videos are going to be like 1 hour long, 2 hours long, just more thorough explanation of everything. But yeah, I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, and that kind of stuff takes so much time. And it's hard to find time as a tattoo artist. You know, there's a lot of things going on that people don't see. Not only are you tattooing, but you're also planning tattoos and, you know, getting them prepared for your sessions. And then you're also, you know, taking photos and maybe some video, and you have to go home and edit those. And
yeah,
things like what you're doing with The Boring Tattooer and other videos that you put out. I can't imagine how you find time for it. Do you think there's a balance between personal life and work life that you found now at this point in your career after 10 years of tattooing that's a healthy balance?
It's hard to say. I don't feel like it's balanced yet. I would love to be able to tattoo less, because I'm doing 5 days a week now. I think I'm going to switch back to 4 days a week. Eventually, I'll go to like 2 or 3 days a week maximum of tattooing, so I can have more time for doing other stuff. Because right now, all my free time, pretty much all my free time is busy with editing and shooting videos and planning all that stuff. Yeah, so I don't really have any like normal weekends or...
Yeah. Are you planning on traveling this year at all, as things start to open up with COVID lockdowns and things? Do you plan on doing any guest spots?
You know, I stopped doing guest spots a while ago, and I don't feel like it's necessary, because here in the United States, most people come to me from other states and fly here, and even from other countries when it was possible. So for me to go somewhere to like other state, other city, it would require me to pay for tickets, like apartment, pay some money to the studio, pay rent and stuff like that. And unless I charge like much more for those guest spots, it doesn't make any sense to me, because if I have like a available week in my life, I'd rather go somewhere and just spend some time like traveling around and seeing some cool stuff instead of working in other spots. And I'm lucky to have clients who are ready to fly here to get tattooed by me, and I made everything possible to create that environment in my studio, to have everything I need, to have the printer, good lighting and stuff like that. So if I go somewhere and work in a different studio, I have to bring a bunch of stuff. It's not just a tattoo machine and needles. It's like, it's a bunch of things that you don't really see during the tattooing process. And it's usually less comfortable, like chairs I'm not used to, light I'm not used to, and things like that. So yeah, it's much easier for me to just stay here, work here, and go for vacations like a couple times a year somewhere else.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, bringing all that equipment is a lot. Even just for taking a good photo of your tattoo, having the proper lights and the good camera, what's your approach to getting a good photo for your tattoos?
If you want to attract new people, you need to show your work as like as good as possible, in like really good quality, and it must look expensive, because it's not enough to just like create a good tattoo, take a picture with your iPhone, post it as it is, and expect people to I mean, some people do that, and for some people it works. Maybe I'm just not as good with tattooing as them.
Oh, I don't know about that.
For me, it's very important to showcase my tattoos in the best way possible, and to let people see them as I see them, not as my iPhone make it look like.
Yeah, because no matter how good the tattoo looks in person, it never translates completely the same on an iPhone.
Yeah.
And not only that, but nowadays, you know, with taking good photos of your tattoos and posting them online, platforms like Instagram have really made it possible for artists to have clients that are willing to travel around the world or to different states to go to those artists. And I think that's something we've seen over the last 10 years, maybe. But before that, it was really just you would go to the tattoo artist in your local town.
Well, back then we had some magazines, and people who were like really into tattooing, they still could find some cool artists outside of their city or country. But yeah, nowadays it's much more available for people to find new artists. But it's a good thing and it's a bad thing as well, because we are so dependent on Instagram nowadays that if it just shuts down tomorrow, there is no way we can like get new clients, because we're so used to this automatic process of having new people coming to you because of Instagram. So it's a little bit scary to be so dependent on something.
Yeah, definitely. It is kind of frightening to think that it could all be gone tomorrow and your whole portfolio and everything, all your followers gone. But I also think, like, say back when there was only magazines and maybe some blogs for tattooing, anyone who had those magazines, you had to be into tattooing to even look at those magazines. Would you say that you get some clients that you would never guess would get a tattoo? They don't look like the type of person to get a tattoo, and they're coming in with new ideas.
Yeah, I had some really different people getting tattoos from me. I've had like 70, 80 years old guys coming for the session just because their kids showed them my tattoos on Instagram and they thought they wanted it. So it's like, it's really cool. Yeah, it definitely opens this world to new people. And as much as people see tattoos on like celebrities, movie stars, pop stars and things like that, it becomes more acceptable by the society and regular people.
Yeah. The type of clientele that you take in, we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, but you mentioned being a little more selective with the people that you work with.
Yeah, as my time is very limited nowadays, I do my best to select people who I'm going to be comfortable to work with and who have like really good ideas, and just to not spend time on things that I don't feel like doing or I don't feel like it's going to look good at the end. So yeah, I became much more selective nowadays than a few years ago. But I think it's good too, because I want to make tattoos that I'm going to be proud of and I can post and show to people, and tattoos that are going to attract more people to come to me. So why spending time just working for money if you can select like interesting projects and put all your effort and time in something you're really into? So I have to say no to like many people emailing me.
Yeah, and that could be hard to say no to people, especially when they're so nice and they're saying so many nice things about your work. It's I'm sure it could be very hard to say no, but it ultimately you can't tattoo everyone.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's not that hard, but yes, sometimes you enjoy and say no because it makes you feel like you're a little bit cooler than you are, just saying no to everyone. But I mean, obviously not everyone still.
Yeah. How important do you think it is for a tattoo artist to spend some of their time drawing or painting or doing artwork outside of tattooing?
I think it depends on the style they're working in, because for some styles, you don't really have to draw or know how to draw. But if you're doing something realistic, you must know how to do it. And better you draw, better you're going to tattoo. So it's very, very connected when it comes to realistic tattoos. And again, some people asking me for advice, if it's not about patience, I just tell them, go learn like academic drawing, because it's so beneficial to pretty much every realistic tattooer to really understand how the light works, how the shape works, how you show the shape. Because I feel like 99% of tattooers, and I used to be the same, they only copy the picture as it is. They see like darker spots and lighter spots, and they just try to copy it as close to the reference as possible. And sometimes it works if the reference is really good, but sometimes you need to change it a lot, like on the fly, and make it a little bit different from the reference so it looks better on the skin. And unless you understand how to do it, because you know how all that stuff works, you're not really going to progress in your style. So yeah, like for most of tattoo artists, I think it's very beneficial to learn academic drawing.
Yeah, that's true, because sometimes in a photo or a reference, there might be something that looks unnatural or slightly off. And if you understand anatomy or lighting, then I suppose you'd know how to fix that.
Yeah.
I see you have a lot of tattoos yourself. Are you pretty much covered from head to toe?
I have my full right arm finished by Carlos Torres, my right leg by my friend Alex Sorsa from Russia. My left leg is like half done by Sergio Sanchez. We still need to go through my thigh, which is something I'm really scared of, because it's like so painful. I hate tattooing, like getting tattooed on my legs. It's always a struggle for me. Yeah, I have my neck on the sides and on the back tattooed by Nicky Norberg from Sweden. My, like the front of my neck, it's mayonnaise from Australia. Then my fingers, actually, I have a collection of some lettering tattoos from like the best lettering artists I know in the world. And I got a tattoo from Norm, from Boog, from flags, from sleeves, from shirt vice. Then Franco tattooed me on the thumbs. It's a Bishop Rotary logo and tribal logo. And then that's pretty much it. That's all I have right now. I'm going to get my back piece done by Sam Taylor. It's going to be a huge lettering for the full back. Yeah, I still have my left arm and my torso to finish. And my torso is probably like the most scary thing for me, because I don't really know what to expect when it comes to like the ribs and the chest and armpits and things like that. But eventually, yeah, the plan is just to cover my whole body, just to eliminate all the negative space on my body. I wouldn't probably do anything on my face or on my skull, at least in the next few years. But yeah, like arms, legs, body, I think it should be fully covered.
So here's something I ask everyone who comes on here. If you could name three artists that you haven't been tattooed by that you would love to get tattooed by, who would they be?
Well, Sam Taylor, who's going to do my back. Then I think for two more, I would say I would love to get tattooed by Oscar Akermo and also Eric Marcinizin. They have a completely different style, but I like them both, and they're both unique, and they do something that so many artists in the world try to copy and they can't, because it's like it's so unique to them, to those two guys. So yeah, I think it'd be cool to, I would probably get my like full torso by Oscar and my sleeve by Eric one day.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
You have a great collection going on so far, so.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever traded work? Have you ever traded tattoos with an artist?
Yeah, I'm tattooing Nicky Norberg's leg, and he did my chest. So I'm still working on his leg, but he already finished my chest, kind of. Who else? Well, Mayo, who did my throat. I did a small tattoo for him in exchange. Not the same thing. My tattoo was smaller than what he did, but let's say it was an exchange. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for doing this with me. It was such a pleasure to talk to you.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Cool, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Sure. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening, everyone. If you're enjoying this podcast, please be sure to follow on social media and wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's Spotify or Apple or Google. You can find me on Instagram at jankyjake_tattoos. And this page is at the_fine_line_. So many underscores. If there's a specific artist that you'd like me to have on the show, please feel free to send me a message and I'll see what I can do to get him on. Once again, my name is Jake Berry, and this is The Fine Line.